Greg Sussman, Scott Engel, Corey Parsons, Tony Sincotto with you. Talking Hall of Fame. Got to Curt Schilling. It's a while ago.
Yeah.
There's, to me, I'll just finish a point because I know, Corey, you quickly said something on this. Curt Schilling, I know, again, how much are we going to count the win for, right, and how much not? Tony, you said he has 216. Mike Mussina, who I know a couple of you guys did not vote for, he's got 50, you know, he's got 55 more wins than him. Does it matter? I don't know. Right? I don't know how much you account for that. That's like a big difference to me.
And I can understand the people that, like, okay, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. I do not like Curt Schilling.
Sure. And a lot of people didn't vote for him because they didn't like him in real life.
But that's a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's a part of it. When people are voting for Hall of Famers, you know, the journalists, sometimes they take a stance where I don't like a player, they're not going to vote for him. I'm going to be that guy on Curt Schilling.
Sure.
Never was an ambassador of the game. To me, it was more of a black eye on the game. So, no Curt Schilling on my ballot. But I do respect the postseason success of Curt Schilling.
Okay.
He was nuts. He was the nuts. He was money.
I don't like Barry Bonds, and I voted for him because I just can't. Then I look at Schilling, and just the body of work is just too much for me to ignore. Not just postseason, too. It's like led the league in strikeout-to-walk ratio 5 times, led the league in complete games 4 times, game started 3 times, victories twice, strikeouts 2 times, innings pitched 2 times, winning percentage once, best strikeout-to-walk ratio of any modern era pitcher in the postseason, 11-2 with a 2.23 ERA, single-season postseason record, 56 strikeouts, co-MVP of the World Series, National League Championship Series MVP. I can't leave him off.
And that's fine. The numbers don't do it for me, personally.
A lot of people don't like Curt Schilling for different reasons. To me, it's like I dislike Barry Bonds as a person. I don't like Roger Clemens, but they were easily on my ballot.
Okay, fair enough.
What's the personal dislike towards Barry Bonds?
How he acted towards me when I met him.
But
that has nothing to do with it. I got to be objective.
There is a clause.
I thought Clemens was a complete jerk for most of his career.
Okay. I have no problem
with
that.
But you know what, though? There's the other side of it. It's like Clemens, he had that mentality because that's how he pitched.
Sure. I'll leave my personal thoughts of Curt Schilling out of this, but.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter.
Do you have any personal? What about Barry Bonds?
I have no issue with Barry Bonds.
Yeah, no issue with Barry. But what about
I mean, he's a prick to the media, but like, whatever.
It's a lot of people are a prick to the media.
That's not why people don't like Curt Schilling. Because he's a prick to the media.